This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, we're going to audible. We're going to get to seven-rounder with trades. But it appears that the Detroit Lions' new jerseys have been leaked. Justin Rogers, who covers the Detroit Lions, is tweeted out that they've apparently been leaked by a third party. And he writes, the tough thing about have you seen him?
Yeah, I've seen him. I'm looking at him right now.
He writes, the tough thing about holding your new uniform for an unveiling is keeping all third-party corporate partners in line with the launch when there is so little oversight with those. Fanatics ad leaked through USA Today Network appears to show the Lions' new look jersey. So an ad for Fanatics. Boy, Fanatics is making friends everywhere these days.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, seriously. They're the ones responsible for the new Major League Baseball gas station knockoff jersey looks. Fanatics ad leaked through the USA Today Network appears to show these Lions jerseys. We asked, do you want subtle or bold? Like, it is as far as change. Gator, I think this would be described as subtle.
I think you would be right. Very subtle. Although it does look like there's an alternate jersey. The black one, which okay, looks I like a black jersey. It's fine, but I would not categorize this as anything other than subtle.
If you want to see it, we've tweeted it out at DunGator971. It is, I mean, the striping down the sleeves. Just envision the Lions uniform. I would say that this is slightly different number font.
Is the number different, or is it the font for Detroit? It says one of them says Detroit on the front, one of them says Lions on the front.
I gotta go find.
And it's the octagonal O versus the oval O.
Last year, the stripes on the jerseys on the arm sleeve said Lions in the stripe.
Okay.
This does not. The numbers look like a different font. I mean, this is about this is pretty damn subtle.
Yeah, I don't think it's off-putting at all.
No, the blue home jerseys actually last year had silver numbers that I don't believe were outlined. These have white numbers with a silver outline
on a blue back.
Yeah, the name that popped in my head when I saw this was, this looks like what Spindler wore, our old friend Mark Spindler. Like, that era Lions jersey is what it looks
kinda
like to me.
Yeah, it's different, but subtle. Because it's subtle. Definitely different, but unless you maybe, hey, you had this photograph from memory of what the Lions jersey looked like last year, you'd know right off the bat, but you'd have to have them, like, probably, side by side. But it's definitely different. Like, there's the stripes on the sleeves. Last year they had the William Clay Ford thing and Lions on the side.
WCF.
Yeah, the WCF. But this year they don't. They don't have Lions or the WCF.
So there's no tail.
What do you mean?
Well, that would have been something quite different to add like a tail to the jersey.
No, Gator, there's not a tail.
There's no tail.
There's no actual mane.
There's no claws.
There's no.
No fangs.
Feedback is varied. Some think they're cool, some think they suck. it's really, to me, much ado about nothing. One thing that is kind of cool that I think I like is inside the numbers, it looks like a mesh, like they've dotted it, like it's a mesh look, so it looks a little different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, yeah. It's corrugated almost, but it's.
But probably the most radical thing is that there is a black Lions jersey with blue numbers and a silver outline.
And then the other thing is different on the inner collar that you'll never see. On the white jersey has a 313. On the black jersey, it says Motor City, which is kind of cool if it's hanging up, but, you know.
Nobody's ever
going to see it.
And the blue one says One Pride.
Does it? Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. The picture I saw doesn't show that.
Well, it should be the road jersey that says 313, not the home jersey. People know what area code if they're calling Detroit. So that makes some sense. I don't know, man. I want to see the whole uniform, like with the pants and the, if there's any subtle changes to the helmet, but these appear to be the jerseys. Again, you can check them out at DunGator971 on Twitch. And we've got a lot of response quickly. Kay Frost writes in, I couldn't tell you what's different.
Right.
Aaron Gurdon says, I hate that they used all uppercase letters except for the N in Lions. L-I-O-N-S. That is kind of weird.
Yeah.
On the black, is it the blue? Does the blue also say Lions? The black says Lions. And it's L-I-O-N, and then it's a lowercase N.
All right, I don't.
Hat Junkie says, I like it. Tyler says, these suck.
Now I can't unsee that.
Egan says, honestly, are these different other than black? I seriously don't think anything has changed. Joe says, these are awesome, exactly what I hope for. Block numbers like years past, but look modern. The black jerseys are so good. I need one. I hope they do the blue helmet with those. Chuck says, is this a joke? David says, no good. Altieri says, what changed? Nothing. Okay, cool. Thanks for the black alternate.
They're definitely different people. There's subtleties that people just don't remember as well the last year's jerseys.
But does it change enough where you can say it sucks?
I like them. Yeah. I think, no, it doesn't suck.
I mean, it's
just
like,
don't be awful. That's all right. I ask, I guess. It's fine.
It's very, very.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Bid. In terms of a change, I mean, the jersey itself is fine because the Lions jersey, I think, is a good looking jersey. So it's fine. You're not going away from that.
I mean, our topic yesterday was subtle or dramatic. This is subtle.
I'm getting a little triggered by that N right now. It bothers me. It's bothering me more and more every second that's going past.
Why?
But it's always,
why would you have a lowercase letter in the middle of a word that's spelled with nothing but uppercase letters?
They did it last year too. On the sleeve, it was written just like that.
It's funny what Hills Gators chooses to die on.
You didn't notice it last year.
I didn't notice it last year. Now that somebody brings it up, I can't unsee it, and now I'm pissed.
He's charging up the hill, people. He's charging up the hill.
Not a single letter elsewhere is like that, right? Yep. You know, look at the word Motor City written on the back. That's all uppercase.
Mm-hmm.
When they show Hutchinson's name on the back of the jersey, which happens to have some N's, the N's are uppercase, but the N in Lion is not.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Yes, it's gonna frustrate me.
Well, this is being called by Justin Rogers, the new Lions uniform. So take it for what it's worth. It has been leaked by Fanatics, everyone's favorite, and it's just the jersey. It'll be interesting to see what they look like with the pants and the helmets, if there's any slight changes there. But we're getting a ton of response to these. So tonight, the full unveil comes at 7 o'clock. So you can comment at DunGator971. Subtle. It's just subtle. It's reminiscent of the Spindler era. Spindler is the guy I know from the era, but that I really think about. But Spindler era Pontiac Silverdome kind of look. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, there you go.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.